With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As promised, Israel has gotten back to the business of bombing the daylights out of Hamas after the Jewish state says Hamas broke the Gaza ceasefire by launching rockets into Israel. Israeli fighter jets took to the skies, hammering terrorist targets across Gaza, warning civilians in advance of the gathering storm.
Black smoke billows from the besieged territory as Israel drops leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, signaling it was preparing to widen its offensive. Renewed hostilities have heightened concerns for the about 140 hostages who remain in Gaza after 100 were freed as part of the truce. The developments come a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials and urged them to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as it seeks to destroy Hamas. Meanwhile, negotiators continue talks to restart the truce, according to mediator Gatter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, we anticipated a House vote today on whether to expel embattled Congressman George Santos. A House ethics panel accuses a New York Republican of financial wrongdoing, and Santos has been indicted, charged with stealing from donors and wire fraud. Santos insisting that he has done nothing wrong, casting himself as a champion of the conservative agenda. Montana's first-of-its-kind ban on Beijing-based TikTok has been struck down by a judge who says it is unconstitutional. The Republican-backed prohibition was based on concerns that the Chinese government could gain access to user information from TikTok. Hold on to your wallet. OPEC and ally Russia will further reduce crude production in the new year, hoping to drive oil prices higher. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 49 points higher. This is SRN News. A group of 17 Republican attorneys general take on the Biden administration.
They have sent a letter to Washington decrying a proposed rule that would require any foster child who identifies as LGBT be placed only with parents who promise to affirm their lifestyle and, quote, provide services necessary for their health and well-being. That would include sex change operations. The attorneys general point out that some states are banning those kind of surgeries on children because of their devastating consequences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBT activism in a lawsuit filed last month. The Russian Justice Ministry argued that the authorities had identified manifestations of an extremist nature in the LGBT movement and asked for a ban on it. Now the High Court has agreed. In 2013, the Kremlin adopted the first legislation restricting gay activism, banning any public promotion of the lifestyle among children. This is SRN News. A federal watchdog's investigating how the Biden administration chose the site for a new FBI headquarters.
It follows a contentious competition marked by allegations of conflict of interest from the Bureau's director. Virginia leaders have released a letter saying the Inspector General for the General Services Administration is probing the decision to move the headquarters from Washington to Greenbelt, Maryland, rather than a site in Virginia. While Virginia leaders call on the GSA to pause relocation work until the review is complete, Maryland leaders say the project will move forward. The agency has denied any conflict and says it chose Greenbelt because it was the cheapest option. Keith Peters reporting.
A couple of years behind the original schedule, Tesla has now delivered the first dozen or so of its futuristic electric pickup trucks to customers. More details at SRNnews.com.